Mickey, when you look back at the Saints season this year, and then you think about where you guys came from the year before, I know you wanted to get to the NFC Championship. I know you wanted to be in the Super Bowl. But still, tell us about the level of satisfaction and where you guys came from and what you did this year.
Well, Joel, you know, when you have a year like we did in 2012, you know, 7-9, and we played poorly in a number of areas, it, you know, it shakes your confidence a little bit. And so coming into this season, obviously having Sean back was a big deal, you know, I think our expectations were a little different than they were in prior years. Yet we had a real good season. You know, we made the playoffs. Anytime you make the playoffs, you've had a successful year. Anytime you win a playoff game, that's a successful season. And yet, as the season wore on, it felt more like it did in prior years. And so our expectations become higher. You know, we expected to win the division. We expect to have a home playoff game. And we didn't quite get that done. So even though we had a real good season, there's a part of it that wasn't satisfactory.
When you look back at last year, though, and you consider where last year's defensive unit was compared to this year's defensive unit, and then the bright spots like a rookie like Kenny Vaccaro, that has to be a real boost.
Yeah, look, we came a long way defensively, and you know, the credit for that goes to a lot of people, starting with Rob Ryan. Obviously, Sean Payton's impact on defense has been understated. But we had great performances from a lot of young players. You know, Cam Jordan took a giant step forward, Akeem Hicks, Kenny Vaccaro, who you mentioned. We had great contributions from Keenan Lewis, from Curtis Lofton, David Hawthorne. A number of guys played well. And, you know, the great thing is that we've got a young team defensively, and we expect them to get better as they get more familiar with Rob and his system.
And we all realize how lucky we are to have Drew Brees here, because then all of a sudden he spreads the ball around, and the depth you showed in the backfield too.
Yeah, you know, a lot of our offense is unfortunately same as usual. You know, we've gotten used to being in the you know, one of the top offenses in the NFL, and I think sometimes we take that for granted. You know, Darren Sproles and Jimmy Graham and Marcus Colston, and you know, it's the same guys, it seems like, year after year. Pierre Thomas. We did have some additions, though, some young additions in Kyrie Robinson and Teron Armstead. We're real excited about at left tackle. Josh Hill is a tight end that a young player we've got that we're excited about, and there's others as well. So I think the future is bright for the New Orleans Saints.
And let's face it, you didn't have Sean Payton last year. You had Sean Payton this year, a difference maker.
Yeah, you know, clearly this is, you know, I think he's the best coach in the NFL. I'm a little biased, but you know, Sean has great ability to instill confidence in our team. And, you know, it's one of the things that happen when, you know, you come off 2012, your confidence is a little shaken. And yet Sean has a great ability to instill confidence in our players. And you know, he always puts players in a position to be successful. He understands what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are. And he's got a great ability to take advantage of their strengths and not let them show their weaknesses very often.
Mickey, you mentioned some great names, but with those names come issues when it comes to the cap, and something that you've had to deal with in off seasons before.
Yeah, you know, look, we've had this challenge the last few years. It happens when you're a good football team and you've got good players. You know, you've got to pay them in order to keep them. You know, we've been doing that. We've been a high-paying team for a number of years, and you know, it's just something we have to manage every year. And, you know, we've got a lot of smart people in our building, and we'll be able to do that again. And our goal isn't just to manage it. Our goal is to, you know, to get better. And so we've got to leave ourselves some room to improve our football team, and we'll do that.
I know you guys always want to play at home in the playoffs, but you went on the road, and you showed everybody that you're not just a dome team. You can win on the road.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, that's one of those things that probably gets made a little more than it really is. You know, when you're on the road in the playoffs, you're playing good teams. And so I don't know that anybody's record is real great on the road in the playoffs. But it was good to, you know, answer that the question about having never won a playoff game on the road. It was good to do that. It was a tough environment against a good football team in Philadelphia. And hopefully we won't have to answer that question again.
Expanded playoffs. You've been a proponent of those in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, this is my personal feeling. I feel like, you know, the time is right to expand the playoffs. I've never been a big fan of having byes in the NFL. I think competitively we're close enough that a bye just I don't know if that makes sense for me, you know, just the way I think about it. So these games are great events for the city, and the more we can have, I think the better it is for the NFL and for the cities involved.
Mickey, I know how much it means to my partner David Wesley and myself. Every night we sit down, we look across the way, and there's Tom and Gail Benson enjoying it, supporting the team, enthusiastic. They really care about the NBA and what it means to this city.
Yeah, man, look, I'm biased in this area. I just think that we're fortunate here in New Orleans because our football team and our basketball team have what I think is the best owner in sports. And what makes him the best owner is that look, he gives us the resources and the support to be successful, both teams. And he's committed to it. He's passionate about it. He comes to the office every day, and we get to talk about the progress that we're making. And he's always supportive. And so, like I said, I'm biased. I think we got the best owner in professional sports.
And then alongside, let's not forget, Rita Benson LeBlanc is there as well.
Absolutely, she is. And she's passionate about both these teams. And she'll carry on the legacy of Mr. Benson for a lot of years to come.
You and I have talked about it before. The Pelicans just past the halfway point of the season. Your ideas, your impressions of how that has evolved.
Yeah, I would say this. I'm like any of our fans. We're not satisfied with the record, and yet, man, I'm real bullish on where we're at with the Pelicans. I like the talent that this team has. I love the coaching staff. I love the work that Dell's done to put together this roster. And, look, I think the future is real bright for us. Obviously, we have to get through the adversity of these injuries. And yet, you know, I look at, hey, what did our team do when we were healthy, when we had Ryan and we had Drew and AD and Tyreek and Eric and the rest of our guys playing together. And I saw some good things that were coming together. Unfortunately, we've had these injuries, and they've been serious enough that we're going to miss significant time with this group. And yet, man, just looking forward, I think the future is real bright for the Pelicans.
Anthony Davis is a real emerging talent league-wide.
Yeah, he certainly is. And look, that's a credit to Anthony himself, how hard he's worked and the progress that he's made. But, I also think it's a credit to Monty and his staff. The development of Anthony has been remarkable to date. And look, it's still an arrow up player. This guy's the limit for him. And I think he's in the right hands with Monty and his staff.
Yeah, an exciting time for all of us. He's only 20 years old and putting up the numbers he is right now in only his second season. And with the All-Star game around the corner, what a host city New Orleans is and how much it means to this city.
Yeah, these events, I don't think anybody puts on these kind of events better than New Orleans. And the great thing is for those 3 days of the All-Star weekend, that's going to be a 24/7 advertisement for the city of New Orleans. It's great for our community. And it's great for the events because our city does a great job of putting them on, and the people in the city support it so well. So I'm looking forward to it.